delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
Dana, I don't think it's any surprise to you that I have a problem with online shopping.
You're a fiend.
I'm a fiend for
always it. Always scrolling the interwebs.
I know. And I shop at all these dodgy websites that don't allow returns as well.
I know.
Like sometimes I'll shop and I'll get a call from the bank like straight afterwards and they'll be like, are you in China? And I'm like, no. And they're like, why are there all these purchases in one? And I'm like, oh, I'm just shopping on these websites.
How do you find them?
One's called wish.com.
Oh, that's a dangerous rabbit hole to go down, isn't it?
Well, I bought...
The things that you don't know that you need that you find out that you actually don't need but you really want.
You want. And I have no self-control. So my shirts that I ordered these 5 T-shirts... And they finally arrived from like Shenzhou province or something in China the other day at the post office. And I went and picked them up and I took them home and I tried them on. And I ordered large, which is what I am in a T-shirt. And 4 out of the 5 T-shirts are actually boob tubes. So my...
How did you get that so wrong?
Well, no, because I don't
was
know.
Was there pictures?
Yeah, there was pictures and there was models in the pictures wearing the shirts.
You know what a boob tube is, Ryan?
Well, I think I do. It's just basically it just covers your boobs, and your stomach is left out in the open.
Hang on. So you took these T-shirts home last night.
Yeah.
Did you take them out of the packet and then try them on, even though they were just a strip of fabric?
I still tried them on. So with each try on of the shirt, I just cried a little bit more, and I like threw
and
it to the side.
Just for everybody listening, Harry is a hairy man.
Oh,
so
it was horrible.
It's just a strip of fabric amongst a hairy chest.
There was just the chest was covered.
It's like having a ribbon across your nipples.
Right? It was a ribbon across the nipples across the nipples, and just this hairy stomach hanging out. And I was like, oh god, I got to lose weight. Anyway. I was upset about that. So I went online and shopped again to make myself feel better.
This is why it's a rabbit hole.
So I've taken some screenshots of this jacket that I bought. And so I bought it for winter. And I'll show you the first photo and then swipe across. So I thought it was just the jacket. So I'm handing Dana my phone with the screenshots.
Okay, so it's like a black coat, like a woolen coat.
A black coat. Now,
like a tailored coat.
But look at the collar. See the collar, how there's like this leather?
Oh, yeah, it looks like he's wearing a leather jacket underneath it. Is that attached?
Well, swipe to the next photo.
Oh, no. It's like a straight jacket sort of zip to the right-hand side with a clip button at the neck. So it's like right up to your neck. And that leather jacket is like an insert of the woolen coat.
Yeah, so I thought that was just what the guy was wearing underneath the
coat. Of course, as one would.
It's not. It's attached to the jacket.
Did you,
Dana? I look like I'm in the Village People. Like I don't pull off leather vests very well.
Well, you might just have to rock it with a boob tube underneath.
I know it's a little self-indulgent, but I want to talk about something right now, and it's my favourite topic in the whole world.
It's either women or food. Which one?
The latter. Okay. I have books on food. I bought a recipe book the other day and I lay in bed and read recipes and just sit there.
Now, do you ever cook them?
Well, I'm not that talented in the kitchen. I prefer to just read about them.
Just
and then,
like as a novel.
And then order them from restaurants. But I just wanted to bring up something that I actually wanted to give credit where credit's due, Dana, to something that you did. You made a platter on New Year's Eve around my joint.
Oh, it was good, eh?
Oh, I took a photo of it. I'm just looking at the photograph now. I know we're on radio, so I'll do my best to kind of bring this to life. But the platter that Dana has made is quite large. It's a mix of berries, biscuits, different cured meats, different types of olives, dips. The cheeses are strewn throughout the platter. The olives are on separate ends of the platter, almost forming like a beautiful symmetry and cutting through the rich redness of the cured meats with the green of the olives. It was a thing of beauty, Dana, with the yellow of the cheeses. I was blown away.
I'm flattered, but you sound like you're reading out like a food soft porn.
To me, it is, Dana. So I thought, let's, and I know this is self-indulgent, but I thought, let's discuss food on 654-11981.
All right.
Let's just do it this morning. So I thought, what dish do you do best? Because
Dana, I do pride myself on a good platter.
Well,
like,
so you
I'm
should.
Not an incredible cook. I'll experiment, and I don't like following recipes. I find they're too regimented, and I'm more of a la-di-da kitchen chef.
Prefer the variety of just adding things as you please.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is why I love a platter, because you can just go wild.
Mm.
And it's quite creative. You can make it quite beautiful.
Well, it is beautiful. It was very beautiful, and it tasted excellent too. And I liked the mix of the braziola with the prosciutto as well. You had the mix of cured beef and cured pork. Oh, it was wonderful. But I think this is a dish that you do better. Like, you need to take this and own it.
It's a great one for parties.
Yeah, platters are your thing, Dana.
So I'll take it. Thank you.
Well, on
lovely of you.
You're very welcome. On 654, I'm looking at the photograph now and my mouth is watering. On 654-11981, let's talk food this morning. Come on. What dish do you do best?
All right, let's do it. I'm all in.
We'll take your calls next. I'm chatting about my favourite topic at the moment, food. Dana owns this dish. It's a platter. I believe it is
like
also known as...
platter.
Yeah, cheese platter or charcuterie.
Sorry, one more time.
Is that how you say it? So I'm not very good with this stuff. Charcuterie. Anyway, I feel stupid.
Yeah, is it?
You just laugh at me. Hear the support, just laughs. Rather than corrects me, just laughs at me.
Well, with the person with the French major over here,
yeah.
Charcuterie.
Okay, that's much better. Yeah, okay.
It's like a board with like cured meats and cheese.
Well, it was wonderful. Dana made one for New Year's Eve around at my joint, and I think you own it. I really think it's a dish that you do best. And we thought we'd open it up on 654-11981 this morning and chat food. What dish do you do best?
This is a great topic. Something everybody can get behind and appreciate. Let's go to Muswellbrook where Beck is. Beck, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What dish do you do best, Beck?
Pretty much a whiz on anything to do with a Kmart pie maker. Nice. So if you've got leftovers, I'll chuck it in the pie maker and create something even more amazing.
That's good because you've got a whole variety of fillings, very broad.
Yes. And everyone's like, oh, what's the recipe? Yes, well.
Leftover pizza and red wine.
It's a secret. Grandma's secret recipe.
Well, hopefully no one that you're dishing out these pies to that you're labelling as gourmet is listening because you've just added yourself.
Yeah.
Good point.
Let's go to, let's stay in Muswellbrook now and go to Sarah. How are you doing this morning, Sarah?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Really good. What's the dish that you, like, absolutely own? What do you do best?
Well, I would say I nail a cobbler. Oh. I know it's not hard, but it's amazing.
No, there's a lot of people that do find a cobbler difficult because these simple dishes, they're easy to stuff up. So you obviously do it pretty well. When was the last time you made one over Christmas, I imagine?
Many.
Too many.
Christmas Eve, we had one. Christmas night, we had one. Boxing Day, we had one.
No, but see, that's a really good one, Sarah, because it's a dish that you can really flaunt because you never make it for dinner, just with your family. It's always at, like, a party or something. So you're really showing off to the masses.
Okay, well, to be honest, I have too many kids, so it's kind of like a mini party at my house. So we just do it for dinner.
I had the most mortifying, like, awkward, horrendous social suicide moment yesterday.
Oh my God.
I'm literally tearing up thinking about it. It was so embarrassing. So my flatmate, Andrew, his parents are staying with us at the moment and his sister and her fiancé came up for dinner last night. So we had like a big sort of family dinner and it was really lovely and it's the first time that I've met his sister and her fiancé and his parents that have come up for the first time. So, you know, first impressions are really important and what you need to know for this to make sense is that Andrew's sister's fiancé is named Tom.
Sorry? Andrew's sister's fiancé. The guy's called Tom.
Yeah. And I've never met him before. But they arrive at the house and, you know, everybody's chatting and I go to introduce myself. And I go to introduce myself to Tom.
Yeah.
And I said, everybody's around in a circle saying hello. And I went up to him and I said, hi. I can't even get it out. I said, to Tom, I said, hi, I'm Tom.
What?
Because I'd already heard about him and I knew his name because his parents had been staying for a few days.
Yeah.
And so, like, I've heard about their lives and that kind of thing. And before they came, I was like, oh, yep, so it's Steph and Tom. And then in my head, so I could remember their names. So, and then when I went up to him, I was like, hi, I'm Tom. I mean, you're Tom.
Oh,
I'm
Dan. Oh, no. You're, is that what you said as well? You're Tom.
Yes.
Oh, Dana, look. You know, you're tired, you're up early. What was it, 7 o'clock at night?
Yes. Like, and it was just, and then everybody laughed and I backtracked and I just wanted to like run into my room and hide.
Crawl away in a hole.
Yeah, it was one of those social suicide moments where I was like, just swallow me up.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I have had one of those before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
please,
I've had one.
Tell me. Tell me it was worse than this one.
I don't. It was your classic social suicide moment. There was a woman who worked, that I worked with, and she worked in a different office, so I would only see them like maybe once every 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
So she'd come into the office, and it was the first time I'd seen her. Mm-hmm. The first time I met her, I'd only really just started at this job. And I said, oh, when are you due? And she wasn't pregnant. She was just a little bit fat.
Oh, Harry, that's a rookie.
I know.
You should know.
I know.
Think there should be a rule book. Like, you are birthed and the first book that you read at school is a picture book on no social no-nos.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Like, literally now to the point where you could be nine, you could be giving birth and I wouldn't even say to you, are you pregnant? Like, honestly, there is not a chance that I would say anything. So I think you're okay. I think you're okay. You didn't say someone was pregnant.
I think I've come off better than you.
Yeah, you have. Dana, remember yesterday we were chatting about this invitation that I've got to a wedding.
Yeah, this dress code to this wedding is obscene.
So it's my mate's wedding. Just apart from this little thing, the invitation is lovely, by the way. I'm really looking forward to the wedding. I just don't know what to wear because this is the dress code. Classy summer cocktail dance soiree.
Now, it's confusing because do they mean you have to be a hybrid of each of them or you can pick whatever you want? Because that's a big array. Someone might be in a tux and then someone might be in like a mini dress for summer.
See, this is so confusing.
This is why you need help.
Which is why we have got help. Her name is Kirsten Chapman. She's a stylist. She works locally. You can visit her at kirstenchapman.com. She joins us on the phone. Hi, Kirsten. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're
really
great.
Good. We'll be better once you help Harry. But I thought maybe if each of us give you an option of what we think Harry should wear and you have to tell us who's more accurate in this dress code and therefore what Harry will be wearing to this wedding. Does that sound okay?
Amazing. Yes, so fun. Go.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Of course I do.
Okay.
I'm so confident with this that I've nailed it on the head, all right? Are you ready? And I've included all elements of the classy summer cocktail dance soiree dress code. All right, we're going with a floral suit, but it's made of jersey tracksuit pant material. It's got Velcro down the side of the leg so you can rip it off on the dance floor and you are ready to soiree party. What do you think?
Look, I am so impressed with your creativity and I think the people getting married would also love that you've really taken it on and given it your best shot, but you lost me at jersey.
Why?
So what is jersey?
It's like tracksuit pant material. You'd be comfy.
Yeah, comfort doesn't seem to be there's a lot of words there, but I haven't seen comfort anywhere in that description.
I feel like jersey material is not really classy though, Dana.
Well,
no.
It is if it's, you know, to the naked eye,
and
if you're standing far away.
Yeah, I think Velcro, if it's got Velcro, you're probably missing the classy break.
Okay.
Well, I think they should include dance concert in there.
All right, well, I'll keep that one in mind. I've got a suggestion for you, Kirsten. I found this online. It's a tailored suit in champagne colour with a metallic golden paisley pattern over it.
There is no way you can pull that off.
And I was going to wear moccasins because they're comfortable on the dance floor.
Look, again, points for creativity and looking outside the box. Again, I think that is great that you're trying to do that. But I think perhaps the metallic overlay might not quite hit the summer part of the brief. So it's fun, but maybe it implies a little bit more of a formal brief.
Mm.
So as far as our suggestions are concerned, we're kind of off the mark?
I think you're hitting the fun that they're definitely trying to get, but I think, you could just simplify it just a little bit and you might hit the mark a bit quicker.
Okay, so then what should Harry be wearing? As a professional stylist, Kirsten, what should he be wearing to this wedding?
Okay, so as I said, it looks overwhelming, but I actually think it's really just a chance to have a bit of fun with it. I would normally ask what time the event is, but because they've really clearly stated summer, I think they're not worried about, dark and sharp at night or light and fun in the day. They want the fun no matter what time. And they're making it clear that they do want you dancing later. So at the minimum, we should be looking at a shirt, blazer and dress shoes. I know it might get a bit hot in Feb for the jacket, but I encourage you to really pull off the look at the start, and you can always ditch the jacket later when you hit the dance floor.
Kirsten, I wish you could see how fast Harry's writing this all down.
I'm taking this very seriously, Kirsten.
You're going to need to be able to be classy in the outfit because you won't be classy in the behaviour.
I think you've been such a great help. Kirsten Chapman, you can visit her at kirstenchapman.com. You sound like a fantastic stylist. Thank you so much for your help.
No worries. Have so much fun at the wedding.
So, Danny, you know how Peter, who we work with here, has very kindly asked me to house sit for him while he's away on holidays with his wife and family.
Well, you've been here long enough for him to know what he's getting himself into. So,
well, I said to him when he first asked me, I was like, "Sure, you don't want to ask anyone else?" He goes, "Oh, I have. They're all busy." So I was the last one to be asked. So I had to go over there last night and get the lay of the house and meet the dog who has to take care of this dog.
What's the dog's name?
Lola.
Lola, that's cute.
Very cute dog. The dog liked me, so that was a good start. I don't know if this happens to you, but sometimes do you just, it always seems to happen to me. But when you're trying to when you're meeting people and you're trying to impress them, you tend to do like a torrent of words, like an avalanche of things.
No, we've discussed this before, that you have word vomit syndrome.
Yeah, I do. So as they were explaining to me bits and pieces of the house, I would just then make a comment about it. But I'll give you an example. When they showed me how to get in through the front door, I said, "Oh, this is easy. I've locked myself out twice this week." And they're both, and like Kim, who is Peter's lovely wife, looked at each other and they're like, "Oh, okay, he's going to get locked out." So they gave me the number for the sister-in-law.
Off a spare key.
Yeah, for a spare key. So I was like, okay, cool, that's fine.
At least, they're doing helpful things like that.
Yeah.
They could not, and then you'd be locked out permanently.
Well, after we got in, they said, "Oh, this is Lola, this is the dog." And I was like, "Oh, I won't have a problem. I've lost my dog once before."
What?
And they're like, "Okay, please don't lose this dog." And then they're like, "Okay, this is a washing machine where you can do your washing, and this is the clothesline."
Let me guess. I've overflowed the washing machine before.
No, I said I broke the clothesline recently. So it just kept coming out of me. I couldn't stop it.
Like, you need to have this switch on the side of your head that you just turn off.
Like, I know that Peter and Kim, who are both just lovely, were both secretly wishing they asked anyone else to mind the house for them. Anyway, the piece de resistance came when we had dinner, and Kim made a very lovely curry.
What do you mean?
The main event.
The
main issue. So she made this lovely curry with a peanut sauce, and I love peanut sauce, a satay.
Oh, okay. I can hear the peanut sauce. Blah, blah.
And so I scoop it onto my plate, and she's like, "Oh, I hope you don't mind. We're still waiting on our stools to arrive. You're going to have to eat at the lounge." And you know that I'm not the most graceful of eaters. So I had to balance my plate on my knees.
Did you beforehand, you just get out of your pocket your bib and put that on?
I didn't take the bib this time. And so, as I said, not the most graceful of eaters, I'm sitting there, I'm trying to balance my dinner on my knees, and I'm getting distracted by the television, and I look down and one knee's higher than the other, and the peanut sauce has gone down my pants to the bottom of the plate. And then down the side of the lounge. And I was like,
"Do you come back from that?"
Well, I said, I'm so sorry. And Kim, who was again very lovely, very gracious, was like, well, better to make all the mistakes now than before you stay here. And I was like, I just said, you know what? When I'm here, Kim, I'm gonna eat over the sink.
No. I reckon you're gonna come back and she would have put a big blanket over the couch.
Yeah.
Exposed.
In entertainment news, Bond actress Tanya Roberts was falsely pronounced dead. But first, this actress is allegedly expecting her first child.
You say there's nothing here. Well, let's make something clear. I think I'll be the one to make that call.
What's your call?
And though you looked so cute in your polyester suit.
It's wool.
You're right. I'd never fall for you at all.
Emma Stone and husband Dave McCary are pregnant, and I always love it when people say that. You know, when a couple is together and they're both pregnant. That's really cute.
It doesn't really make much sense because the guy, it's impossible.
Yeah, but they're pregnant because they're together pregnant. Wouldn't have happened one without the other. But the pair were actually meant to get married last year, but obviously COVID thwarted those plans. So the pair tied the knot secretly last year instead. And
good
now
on.
They're expecting. To Rowan Atkinson now, and he has said that he will not be playing this character again.
Oh, got some chicken. With a little spillness.
Sounds like me. That just sounds a lot of groaning and noises.
I don't know if it's very clear who that is, but obviously it's Mr. Bean. He said he will still voice Mr. Bean in the animated versions and obviously the cartoon film that is on its way. But he said playing the character live is, well, in, what do you call that when someone's
filming.
Live acting, not
live
animation. No. I've completely forgotten the word.
I don't know. Just
playing
normal.
The character himself physically is quite exhausting, so he doesn't ever look forward to doing it, so he probably won't be doing it again.
He's been getting on too. He'd be in his 60s.
65,
Yeah.
So he's hanging up the boots to physically play Mr. Bean anyway. But finally, news has come out overnight that Monday's reports of the James Bond actress, and she was actually in that 70s show as well, Tanya Roberts, the reports that she's died were actually false.
Come out real slow. Just another Zorin stooge, Mr. Whatever your name was.
She was gorgeous,
That's
too.
That's a little clip from A View to Kill, the 1985 James Bond film. Now, I don't want to get you confused, but apparently there was a mix-up in the hospital between the hospital in LA and Roberts' lifelong partner, Lance O'Brien. So she hadn't passed away on Monday when reports were out, but she has since passed away. It's not COVID-19 related, apparently.
Wow, what a mix-up.
And imagine that. Imagine hearing this heartbreaking news. They were together for about 18 years.
Yeah.
This heartbreaking news of your partner passing away twice.
So the hospital let him know, and then they were wrong, and then they let him know again.
It hasn't been said
who
the mix-up happened with, but yes, she now has passed away. But yes, what a mess online.
Thank you for the latest in entertainment, Dana.
Now, Harry Styles has done something that I'm a big believer in. No one should ever do this at all. Blanket rule, it shouldn't happen.
Is this a Dana rule or blanket rule shouldn't happen?
Oh, I don't think it should happen anywhere because it makes things too awkward. Now, yesterday we talked about the fact that Harry Styles is now off the market. He has gotten together with Olivia Wilde, who's an actress, and she's actually, they're working together at the moment. So they're filming Don't Worry, Darling. So Olivia Wilde is directing and Harry Styles is starring in it. And over the weekend, they were spotted holding hands at a wedding. So they're together.
Cute.
And they work together. Yeah. And I'm a firm believer in do not shit where you eat. Like, it makes things too awkward. If things go sour, it just makes things sticky and it makes things uncomfortable for other people around you. And I don't think in a workplace you should inflict that upon anybody else.
See, I disagree. Like, I love love. So
I love love too.
No, I just
don't think you need to mix the two.
I have done it before. and it was fine.
Did it go all smoothly?
Yeah, it ended. Everyone goes, oh, did it end amicably and smoothly? So like things never do, but it was fine. Like we still remained friends, and we just stopped seeing one another. I moved to a different job. And quit
because
the place.
Of it?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
No. I started to go to college, and I got a part time job, and we just kind of drifted apart. That was it. But I saw someone that I worked with, and it was fine. Like, it's kind of cute to see the person that you work with that you're dating.
No, okay. See, maybe my breakups have just been completely different to yours because I've never had an amicable breakup. Like I don't stay in contact with my exes.
I can guarantee you that you'll be surprised. A lot of couples that are together now have met at the workplace because you share the same hours, you share the same routine, you share the same similarities in the sense
of... I guess you spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's throw it out there. 654-11-981. Did you get with someone who you work with?
Yeah.
It could be just as a fling, or are you still together?
I guarantee you, I'd love to hear from people that are still together.
Because I do not think you should... Shit, wait.
Okay, 654-11-981's our number.
Harry Styles has done something that I don't think anyone should do. Now, he's off the market and he's together with Olivia Wilde. She's an actress and she's directing the film Don't Worry, Darling, which is a film that Harry Styles is starring in. They met at work on the set of this film.
In fairness to Harry Styles, have you seen Olivia Wilde?
That's not the point. That is not the point. The point is, I do not think that you should get with someone from work because it can make things awkward. I don't think you should shit where you eat. I just think it can make things awkward for everybody around you. You shouldn't inflict that upon your co-workers. It can make things messy.
See, I think it's okay. Like, I have dated a girl that I had worked with previously. I ended up going to college and getting a different part-time job, and we just drifted apart. It was okay. It wasn't awkward.
But you ended up leaving that job, right?
Yeah, but when you date someone that you work with, it's kind of fun. Like,
it's like PDA in the, like, displays of affection in the office.
You
and
keep
like,
it secret for a little while, then people find out, and you're like, oh, yeah, actually we are seeing one another. And it's, like, it's nice. And people meet in the workplace. Although we did get a call from a girl who wanted to remain anonymous. She said that they worked together, her and this guy. They had a fling for about a year. Okay. He got a new job. They broke up. So similar story to me as well. I got a new job and broke up. They're now working together again, but he's got a new girlfriend. So now it's awkward.
Well, see, it always ends up awkward at the end. Because in my past relationships, I've never been able to be friends with an ex. So I can't even imagine what that would be like to be at work with your ex who you do not have a good relationship with anyway.
Our number, if you do want to join us here, is 654-11-981.
We've got Brooke from Singleton on the line. Brooke, have you been with someone from work, if you know what I mean?
Oh, I have. So I was working at a sandwich shop. And I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the way he was sprinkling on the carrot. One thing led to another. And, I mean, we're not together anymore, but every time we walked past each other, you know, holding that baguette.
Yeah, but did things turn a little bit sour at the end, or did one of you quit and it didn't get awkward?
Well, everyone got made redundant, actually, so it kind of just ended that way.
Oh, so the relationship got made redundant.
Yep, that, the staff, the whole business. So.
Oh, wow. So hold on, if that didn't happen, would you guys have still stayed together, or it was just like a bit of fun?
I mean, it was a bit of fun, but who knows? I mean, it could have kept going.
See, that's what I'm worried about is if it does end, then it gets really awkward, and that is what I cannot handle.
Well, you just hope for Brooke's case. And
everybody made redundant.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.